This is Destiny Pieces with Dhoov Patel and Mike Steska.
Hello and welcome to episode 67 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Dhoov Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
So let's just start it out with the tragic news that happened this week. It was a big loss to entertainment, to the world really as a whole. Robin Williams passed away, so I thought we'd just get that out of the way at the beginning.
Yeah, start off with the worst and then...
The worst and then just bring everyone back, hopefully.
Worked into the happiness, hopefully.
Yeah. So, do you want to just talk about our favorite Robin Williams movies really quick? I'll go first.
Go ahead.
Hook. As a child, I must have seen Hook. It was on repeat every day in this house. And, I can't even explain how much. To the point where I think of baseballs and airplanes. I think of, the Hook. The do-do-do-do-do-do, all that bangarang, it's burned into my head. But that, and Aladdin, of course. I think growing up in the 90s, you can't help but not think of, Robin Williams and, Mrs. Doubtfire, and even later stuff like Birdcage and Flubber.
Yeah, Robin Williams was really everywhere in the 90s. It's just everything I saw of him...
I loved everything. I didn't realize until this week. I was talking to a few friends about Robin, when Robin Williams passed away, we were talking, and I was looking at his IMDb profile, and he was also in Fern Gully. He was the voice of the bat.
Oh, yeah.
Which is very much like the genie in Aladdin. It was that was kind of like his role.
Similar type of role.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I forgot he was a penguin in...
In Happy Feet.
Happy Feet.
I think two of them, right? I think he voices two different...
I think he was two of them. And I was actually watching Aladdin the other day because it was on TV. Is he the voice of the guy in the beginning narrating the story also? I think he's that guy's voice,
that
too.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised.
Because it sounded like a... Because Robin Williams has a couple of different voices.
Yeah, he does those different...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's him also.
Let's see.
But it sounded a lot like... I'm like, oh, shoot, I forgot. He might have done this voice, too. But I forgot about all the animated work he actually
did a lot.
Voice, because everyone knows him for the genie. But he did a lot of animation voices,
let's see.
Consistently, too. He's been working.
I think the only movie he didn't do the genie in... I only see... let's see, maybe it's under... Oh, Genie and Merchant, yeah.
Yeah, Merchant. Right. He's the merchant voice. And
No one ever talks about that.
No one talks about that, even though that's the only reason Aladdin
Combination
exists.
Combination Hookah Juliander.
Yeah, he's telling... The story. That's the only reason Aladdin exists, anyway.
And then I read this interesting article. We're not going to talk about it too much, but about how Disney did Robin Williams dirty on that one contract.
On the Aladdin contract?
He only got paid $75,000 for that.
Really?
For that voice.
Like, he was no royalties out of...
No.
Oh, my gosh.
He didn't want anything because Toys was coming out at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that
so
was
he didn't
his
even
big,
want his name
project.
Attached to it, to Aladdin. He's like, I'm not going to do the voice for the advertising. The genie can't take up more than 25% of the poster and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And Disney pretty much screwed him over on every one of them. And then eventually they sent him $1 million Picasso painting. He didn't accept that as an apology. He kept the painting, but he didn't accept the apology. And then later on, the head at Fox went over to run Disney. And that guy greenlit Mrs. Doubtfire late in his career.
Mm-hmm.
So Robin Williams went back. That's why they had a different guy. The guy who did the voice of Homer Simpson is the voice of Genie in Return of Jafar.
Oh, really?
And
the third one?
No, the third one, Robin Williams came back because of the guy from Fox going over to Disney. And the guy from Fox made Disney issue a public apology to Robin Williams, which he did accept. And they got him back for Aladdin, King of Thieves.
Cool. Yeah, because I think in Kingdom Hearts, I don't think he is the voice
in Kingdom Hearts, though.
There's a lot of voices are the same. I think his was a different one in Kingdom Hearts. I don't know if they got the guy from Return of Jafar. But did they redo Return of Jafar with his voice? I wonder if they did that.
Oh, I don't think so.
Probably not.
Because that one went straight to home video, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I thought they were pretty good sequels for what...
I liked the second one a lot.
Was. Yeah.
That second one was also in heavy rotation in my house.
Yeah.
But. So, yeah. Big loss.
Yeah, I mean, and he's still, he's been working, he was working, he's still got four new movies coming out.
Yeah, four new movies coming out, which is Merry Frickin' Christmas, it's him and Joel McHale, are the two major people, then National Treasure, 2, or not National Treasure, sorry, United Museum 2, or 3. And then, God, what were the last two? One was he's a voice of a dog, and the other one was him and Ricky Gervais, I think. Might be wrong about that one. It's about some guy who picks up like a, some like divorcee or something, or his marriage is in ruins, something weird, like not heavy comedy. So yeah,
it's rest terrible. In peace. Yeah, and he could literally carry anything.
Yeah, I was so shocked when I found out. Too. I was
that's terrible.
It literally felt like a part of me was dead now, because I felt so underappreciated. I think because like we you appreciate him, but then after that I was like, oh my god, like we mentioned so many things about him, like even on the podcast or in regular conversation, where even if it's something like 1 hour photo, or recently we mentioned Jack.
Yeah.
And then we were mentioning what other movies? Usher with the World's Greatest Dad. Yeah. And When I Mistake It for Father's Day.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Like,
he's brought up so much.
And then even 1 hour photo, where the whole joke about the person being in the closet,
yeah,
is from 1 hour photo. So man, yeah, it was sad. So our thoughts and wishes are with the family, and I'm sure. Oh man. So if you have any favorite that we didn't mention, you can mention them now, or tweet us.
Yeah, tweet us your favorite Robin Williams movies, moments, anything.
Yeah. So I'm gonna do something a little different. I'm gonna outline the podcast for you guys ahead of time, and then you can see the chapters, which we put on the episode. So when you're listening on like a podcasting app, there should be a little chapters thing, so you can jump ahead if you're like, oh, I don't want to listen to superhero news, I don't want to listen to Star Wars news, I just want to get to This Week in Movies in the Past.
That's what everyone's really waiting for, though.
I don't understand. If there are any, if you are a fan of This Week in Movies in the Past, let me know, because I will gladly stop doing it. So we're going to talk about some superhero news. Those are movies and TV shows with superheroes. Star Wars. This week we have a lot of Star Wars news. Then we're going to talk about This Week in Movies in the Past. Then This Week in Movies in the Now. Then miscellaneous movie news, which is pretty much everything else that's awesome in movies. Then some trailer talk. Then some television news. Then some watch TV. And then we're going to finish it up with some Netflix recommendations. So, superhero news. Batman vs. Superman news.
So, this news came out this week. There's a lot of photos and set and stuff, but some news that came out was they confirmed that Batman's age in the film would be mid-40s.
So, he is the oldest Batman.
So, he's the oldest Batman we've had so far. I think Ben Affleck's like 41, 42 in real life, or something like
43.
That. 43, maybe.
So he is like officially the oldest Batman as
So he's the oldest Batman as an actor, and this is the oldest Batman on screen age-wise in the film, because it's usually like a 30-something year old. So that was confirmed. We kind of knew it was an older Batman. We just didn't know that it was like 50s or like whatever Dark Knight was.
Yeah. I think Dark Knight is around this time.
Yeah.
So, or Dark Knight Returns, I mean.
Yeah, Dark Knight Returns. That's what I meant. Yeah. Dark Knight Returns.
And the ending was revealed, allegedly. Some Latino review always there
they
with
know
us.
Everything.
It's crazy. For such a they weird name. Like, they should just not have Latino review. It is the weirdest name in the world.
I'm still thinking, because going off what we said before, is that because it's called Latino review, that helps them get the news somehow.
Yeah, they're like,
there's some magical power to that name where they're like, oh, we can tell these guys anything. It's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal. Who cares in Latin America about the ending of Batman vs. Superman? Thing is, it's an English news site.
Yeah, it's a smokescreen put up.
Yeah. I thought Destiny Pizzas would help. I was like, they might think we're a pizza shop.
Yeah. They'll be like, oh, who cares to tell this pizza shop? They're just trying to sell some pizzas.
So apparently some extra who was working on set for 10 days says he's a part of the end. And he described what happened to the Latino review. Pretty exciting stuff.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just scared because everything sounds too awesome. and looks awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
The more awesome everything is, the more scared I am because I'm.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing with like Man of Steel. Like, it looks great on paper.
Yeah.
Like, if someone's like, "Hey, there's a giant fight," and there's like an IHOP.
Exactly. Like every you know how much fighting was in the last Superman film? Well, there's like a million times more fighting.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's awesome because that's what we were missing before.
But then I was like, oh, there's no story.
Reality, you're like,
Amy Adams was terrible.
Yeah. You're like, his parents were assholes.
Yeah.
Like,
his dad dies.
His dad's like, don't show yourself, don't be a real self. Hide yourself.
Be ashamed of your own self.
Yeah, be ashamed. Try not to be an alien.
Just get a job like everyone else. Yeah. So. He's like, Dad, I want to fly. And he's like, just get a job.
Just make money. Stop worrying about what you can actually do.
So, yeah. We're not going to talk about it, obviously, the ending.
Yeah, I didn't hear it. So.
Okay. I was pretty excited. Because I expanded my news sources to one more site, and now that one site is like adding so much into me.
Oh, nice.
So,
but were you hearing anything about the ending before? Because you were hearing like the story before.
I heard like the intro, like the premise.
Does it all fit along the same line, the same universe?
Yeah, but it sets up for something so much more.
Yeah, Justice League, that's... that was always, it was always rumored that it was going to be a tie-in at the end somehow. Well, it has to be if like Aquaman's in, actually, well, we don't know if Aquaman's in this movie or whatever, but... And I'm assuming they all show up at the end.
Is, I didn't realize that technically Jason Momoa isn't still not confirmed. But like Zack Snyder is defending Aquaman. Warner Brothers is heavily defending Aquaman
it's so
as
stupid.
A character.
Well, they just confirm stuff. And then like a couple months from now, they'll be like, oh, I kept that secret. And it's like, but everyone knew. It doesn't matter.
It's like, oh, big reveal, Jason Momoa. I think maybe that's what they're waiting for, the next big reveal.
Maybe they're waiting until all the way to next Comic-Con or something. Yeah.
And then we'll see him out on stage. I'm like, Khal Drogo.
Yeah.
Let's see. Ant-Man begins filming Monday in San Francisco.
Really? I thought they were filming in Atlanta.
I think the intro shot, though. There's an intro shot.
Ah.
And I read a description of this one, and it's this is the shot that ties it in to the rest of the Marvel Universe.
I did hear about this one. I don't know if that...
You want to talk about it? There's a lot of cameos in this shot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's too much of like a big deal. I don't think it's will ruin anything.
Okay.
Really. If you really don't want to hear it, just skip the Sandman part.
Yeah. Just skip like 30 seconds. So, or maybe like a minute. Just play it by ear.
Yeah, play it by ear.
Next thing we're going to talk about is Inhumans. So, once you hear Inhumans,
exactly,
then we're good.
Yes.
Okay, so they begin filming on this scene, which takes place back at the beginning of S.H.I.E.L.D. with Peggy Carter is there, Dominic Cooper, a.k.a. Howard Stark. The German dude. What's the guy's name?
The scientist?
Yeah.
Zoloff? No. I forget his name.
The computer dude.
The computer dude from Winter Soldier.
Yeah. And a young Alexander Pierce and a young Scott Lang.
No, a young Hank Pym.
Hank Pym. So... That's it. All they're filming.
And that's really cool because I'm assuming they're casting the right people and then they'll show up in Agent Carter.
Yeah.
Which gets me excited for that.
So that's what they're thinking.
Yeah.
Because Dominic Cooper is already confirmed for Agent Carter.
Yeah.
As is Haley Atwell.
So we'll get all... If we get those... that makes... Agent Carter's already got the potential to do some better things than S.H.I.E.L.D. because of, like, you're getting the cameos that you've seen from a movie.
And then,
you're getting, like, five of them are...
And this might play off the destruction of S.H.I.E.L.D. later.
Yeah,
because
I think they're going to parallel kind of what they're doing, because you're going to... And it's cool that you know the behind the scenes that the Hydra is developing in S.H.I.E.L.D., so you can see that. They can show you that stuff, too.
This is really bothering me. What's the doctor's name?
I forget his name.
God. Oh my god, this is so annoying. I don't even know how I'm going to find it in here. Dr. Zola.
Zola, not Zolka. Zola. Okay.
Okay, and humans.
This is really cool news I heard this week. They said that Marvel has a script for it, and they're moving forward with trying to find a director, and then the director tweaks their own script and everything.
And, like, Vin Diesel's trying to get in on this?
Yeah, he's trying to play a role.
Tweeting or something? Does that work? Maybe I should try that. Maybe. I mean, it works for him, obviously.
Apparently it works for him. He's just like, I want to be in it. And then be like, okay, sure.
Yeah.
For some people, but... I mean, that's another obscure Marvel title they're going with. They're trying to go the obscure and the expanded, like...
Well, this is for... Oh, yeah, this is... Never mind. I was thinking of... What's the Netflix series leading up to?
Oh, the Defenders?
The Defenders, yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. The Inhumans are like aliens put on Earth early. It's some weird story.
Kind of like that one movie with Seth Rogen. Remember? Oh, or the animated one.
Oh, yeah, Paul?
No.
Are you talking about Neighbor Watch? That's not no. with Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen is
with
the
aliens?
Voice.
Oh.
And the mom is like gigantic.
Monsters vs. Aliens,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So kind of like that.
Yeah, sort of like that.
Or Hellboy, where it's all these weird creatures.
Yeah, kind of like Hellboy. That's what.
There we go.
That makes more sense.
Let's just relate it to another comic book movie.
That makes
a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Where the aliens aren't being destroyed by monsters and stuff. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know too much about it, but it like has to do with like the Kree, which we've already seen in Guardians of the Galaxy, something like that. And then it's supposed to be another race that like Sony has the rights to, so they'll have to switch it up or something. But that seems like a hard one to go into, but they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So
I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy just crossed $200 million domestically. So
yeah, they seem to know what they're doing. And the more wide reaching they go, the easier it sort of becomes in some areas, because then like it's a bigger world. Yeah. Where if you're stuck on Earth, it's like. But I think the Inhumans is on Earth, but they can put the galaxy's perspective on it.
Yeah, and then speaking of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Was it? Oh, James Gunn confirms that Star-Lord's father's identity is not the same as the comics. They said if you know the comics, it won't be the same exact character.
And
I don't know if that means it's gonna not gonna be the same guy, and he'll be a different personality. Because the way he phrased it was very odd.
Yeah,
to
like
me.
What's the guy's name? Where like his adopted father with the arrow?
Oh, Yondu.
Yondu.
Yeah,
he's way different.
He's a completely different person.
Because like. In the comics, he actually shoots a bow and arrow.
Yeah.
And he can, like, whistle and control the arrow. But in this, it's just, like, an arrow that he keeps in, like, a pocket.
Yeah. And his whole personality, it's literally Michael Rooker.
Yeah.
That's... All I see is Michael Rooker
in
blue. And he's the same character he is from Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Like, the same guy.
So, and also, James Gunn said we're gonna see Star-Lord's father before Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah, he said it's soon. Well, no, soon, which... That seems odd, like...
So
I'm trying to figure out a place
him in like another movie.
Yeah, or like where maybe TV show? I don't know. Like where is he going to show up? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Ant-Man.
There are so many places. Like
maybe he's tricking us. Maybe we already saw him in Guardians of the Galaxy in the collector's.
I think it's very possible we've already seen him
or he's like in the background in the hospital scene.
Who knows? But James Gunn seems to be the most open director talking about.
That's what I was just thinking about that because he's been like because it was his birthday recently, so Marvel sent him like the ball with the Power Stone in it, and he took a picture of that. And then like Marvel's been sending him a lot of gifts, and he's been taking pictures of them. And he seems like the most active on social media.
Yeah,
like where he'll even reply back to people a lot and everything. So I'm like, oh, this is cool. Like,
yeah, he's just sharing everything and open to everything, and he's like. Like, I remember when rumors are coming out for Guardians, he's like, finally, I get to go on Twitter and say, like, definitely this is not happening. Like,
the
Planet Hulk thing, he's like, I'm saying right now, Planet Hulk has nothing to do with this or whatever.
It was also really cool because apparently, like, they sent him a plaque that said, like, good job on your 12% of a plan, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
So.
That was good.
Now, Guardians of the Galaxy, even though it's so successful, there is some controversy. As with everything.
There always is. It doesn't matter what it is.
Apparently, people online have been using the hashtag, where is Gamora? Who is the character played by...
Zoe Saldana.
Zoe Saldana, yeah. The female character. The main female character.
Yes.
There's no merchandise for those female characters. Or for that female character. So mainly for her and Black Widow, there's very little merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
Which is causing a lot of controversy where parents are saying like, hey, I want to buy my niece, or my daughter. I say my niece. Something cool, powerful, female character. I can't find anything. I mean, they have the action figures, but there's no shirts for girls that have Gamora on it or anything. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, I'm stuck buying like a Disney backwards Disney princess instead of buying like a strong female character.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that was the case. They don't have many out there.
I didn't think about it. And then when I saw this article, I was like, oh, wow, yeah, there needs to be more. Like,
I would be interested to see what's the breakdown of Gamora stuff compared to, like,
I think
Dave Bautista stuff. Like,
I've seen a lot of Drax stuff.
A lot of Drax stuff?
Yeah. But I've seen, like, next to no Gamora.
Because that's the one
stuff.
I would think they wouldn't have much of, but they don't. If they have less Gamora than that, that's pretty.
Yeah, because, like, Drax is a smaller part.
Yeah, yeah.
So, shame on you, Disney. I'm saying it here. I mean,
yeah, you should definitely.
You can hire me and I'll fix this problem. I'm sure you could hire someone more.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of backlash for the lack of female presence. And if they're not even marketing the ones they got that are pretty successful, then that's just not a good way to go.
Yeah. So,
like, at least market what you got so you can say.
I mean, Black Widow, she is covered up. I mean, she is very curvy, but she is covered up.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not like a sex sell type thing.
She was really good in Winter Soldier.
Yeah, she was really cool.
Yeah.
So, like, after that and the Avengers, you could easily have sold some stuff that had Scarlett Johansson's face on it.
Yeah.
So, maybe even some wigs or something. I know Disney sells a lot of wigs.
Wigs.
With that weird red hair. To me, it seems so weird.
It is weird.
And
I,
like,
agree with that.
Maybe sell some dresses for Gamora, like the outfit, and then have like the green skin thing in the middle.
I don't know. These are ideas they gotta take and
start
doing something.
I'm assuming they have factories in China with like little kids sewing these things together.
Definitely.
Already.
Yeah, they, all those people making those Avengers shirts are all China somewhere.
Yeah. So, moving on to Aquaman news, even though we don't have a confirmed star. Even though the star himself has said, like, oh, yeah, I'm Aquaman.
Even though, like, the movie's not even officially confirmed or anything. But it's been reported that Warner Brothers has ordered two scripts, one to be written by Will Beale and one written by Kurt Johnstad, in hopes that one will be good.
This seems so weird that they're open about
really it. I know. They're like, they just gave two guys, they're like, write Aquaman. And they'll be like, we'll pick the best one. That seems an odd strategy to go with.
Yeah, it seems kind
of
like,
rude. We have no idea of what a good Aquaman movie is. You think up one.
And you two think up one.
And we're betting that one person will do one.
I was thinking about this. I was like, does the other one, like, say they don't pick their script, do they still get paid at all for anything, like for the time spent on scripts?
I guess so. I mean,
I guess since they're obligated
to pay
up front.
You got to pay for the script. I guess they probably agree on a price, maybe.
And then, like, whoever wins gets, like, a bonus.
Yeah, but they probably get more involvement or something
later
on, I would guess.
In writing credits.
Yeah. I'm sure they would tweak it so that this aspect of the other script is good, but this overall story is better or something. But I was thinking, I wonder if they're going to go the direction where a lot of these movies will be prequels, or some will be prequels, some will be after Justice League, or what they're going to go with, because I'm assuming they want to kind of get some origin in somewhere, or unless they come up with something where they can just piggyback off of.
Yeah, but it would require a lot to piggyback off of. Like,
yeah.
Because from what I've read about Aquaman's involvement in Batman vs. Superman, it's kind of like he's existed already.
Yeah.
Like, they don't, from what I've read, they don't mention his past at all. So he just kind of comes out.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. That's why I think a lot of
Have you read about anything about
this?
No. Okay.
But that's why I think it's going to be origin stuff, I would guess.
And, like,
and then, like, I don't think the Batman would be origin stuff.
Yeah, because we all are.
It'd be
so
late. Yeah.
And he's so, like, Ben Affleck is already old.
Yeah, and Batman's so in the consciousness that you don't need that, I don't think, like, as
and
much.
The nice thing about all these other characters are they're not as human.
Yeah.
So you can just be like, oh, Aquaman is like 70 years old, but he just doesn't age that fast because he's underwater.
All the fantastical element, like, you're like, Wonder Woman, oh, she's
like, she's always looked like this.
Yeah. It's a lot easier.
Yeah. You can just, like,
it's the Wolverine factor, even though Wolverine looks completely different from X-Men 1. He gets more jacked in the past somehow and weird stuff like that.
It's all flabby.
But it still somehow works because at least
his face hasn't aged too bad.
Yeah. So it's something like that.
It's the only thing that hurts Wolverine in my eyes is Hugh Jackman's own career, where I'm like, oh, when is he going to sing about France?
Yeah. Like, when's it's he like, gonna... I don't see him as Wolverine when he's singing.
Like, Les Mis.
Yeah, when he's doing other odd stuff. And I'm like, whoa, that's Wolverine right there.
So, moving on to some Captain America 3 news. This was really disappointing to me. One of the writers came out and said the Falcon is not likely to be the next Captain America. And this is responding to, in the comics, Falcon is becoming the next Captain America. Sam Wilson, right?
Yeah. Sam Wilson
becoming the next Captain America. And they said, one of the writers said, for the comic stuff, we usually stand on the sideline. We wait to see what happens, and then 4 or 5 years from now, we take from it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's fair to say, because... like, there's some great stuff happening in the comics now, which they're taking from a little bit.
Yeah, like Age of Ultron, isn't that recently new?
Age of Ultron came out last year.
I know it's not the exact storyline, but it's taken from it a little bit.
So it's not really fair to say 4 to 5 years from now, because these movies became so successful, like, so quickly, that maybe there is a great story that's coming out, and, like, they'll use that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
he's just trying to get people away from it. So
I mean, I can understand. Most likely, they're probably going for the Bucky Captain America thing, just because they already signed
just
up for like
7.
They're
afraid
pictures.
Of black people. Let's just say it out right there.
I wouldn't say
Disney's
that.
Afraid of women and black people.
I wouldn't say that, but
that's why they're so afraid of Gamora, because she's a black woman. It's
and
a
she's
double
green,
threat for her.
And they're like, "Whoa,
yeah,
cover
like,
up
whoa.
With green."
And they're like, whoa, "Not even that good works." Theory.
Yeah, that's it. They're like. That's okay, why we'll cast a black person so they won't be on our ass, but make her green.
Yeah, but make her green. That's why there's no black Nova people. Did anyone else recognize that?
Oh, shoot. But that one evil dude in the beginning.
Yeah.
The guy who works for Ronan.
Yeah, he was black. Yeah. Of course, the bad guy.
Yeah.
Okay, we're not. But, that's not serious.
No. But, they're probably going with the Bucky thing just because they have a 7-picture deal or whatever. How long?
With Sebastian Stan.
Yeah, however long that deal is. So. That may be more of an issue.
And Anthony Mackie seems very happy with being
Falcon.
Yeah,
he seems content.
Because
he's
like...
so content.
He's like, there might be a black kid dressed up as me for Halloween. That's really cool to me. And I'm like, that is really cool.
Yeah, he seems the most content of
it's way different than when I was a kid and I dressed up as Peter Pan and people thought I was Robin Hood. Can't be a brown Peter Pan, I learned very early on. Well, not I didn't learn because I kept on dressing, wearing the same costume year after year.
They keep thinking it.
They keep thinking Robin Hood. I'm like, what do I have to do?
You have to literally fly.
I have to literally fly or have like a little fairy on my shoulder or something. Yeah. And did you hear about the Captain America 2 deleted scene? That set up the Black Widow one? Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it.
Now, do you think people are overanalyzing or not? It's okay.
I would say no, but.
For,
I would say they're not because would they do a Black Widow because they've never done a prequel yet?
No,
to anything they've never.
Maybe that's exactly what they're going to do though.
That would be cool. Like I'd like to see a Hawkeye Black Widow prequel type movie where it's like mainly focused on Black Widow.
Yeah,
and then somehow
just keep Jeremy Renner in that back seat for as long as you can. Right? He's very dull, a very boring person.
Yeah, that's why I'm frustrated. Jeremy Renner's Hawkeye because he seems the most discontent of anybody in the Marvel universe right now.
Even Mark Ruffalo's like, oh, I'm happy. I'm like the black-headed or the red-headed stepchild.
Yeah.
And then everyone else is really happy except for Jeremy Renner. He's like, let me be famous.
Yeah, he's like, why am I not a giant star right now?
So it's the scene when she's releasing all the files from S.H.I.E.L.D., posting them on the internet, and they're like, oh, what about the children's hospital or something?
Yeah.
Something like that's one line what they didn't include in the original movie, and people think
because they said like, oh, what about your past? And then that's all they put in. But now it's like the past. Oh, the children's
this place,
hospital.
Like Osaka, Hungary, or whatever.
Yeah,
and the children's ward.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, was she adopted or something?
I'm just like, wait a second.
I'm like, how far back is this prequel going to take place? It's like Annie is actually
Like she's like a little child.
She's like a little child, and she gets adopted.
You put Black Widow in the movie. It's like, yeah, but she was a child.
She was a child, and it was no action.
It was a weird movie.
It was really weird. It's a musical. I'm pretty sure you just rebranded Annie. It was really weird. But Yeah. Oh, God. Could you imagine, like, a Russian orphanage or something? That'd be horrifying. Oh, man. Like a Soviet-era Russian orphanage movie. That's like Sucker Punch meets Annie, which would be terrifying. Yeah.
But I'm sure they have a basic outline of all of the characters' background, even if we haven't seen a film. I'm sure they know roughly what happened to Black Widow before, like, in the movie universe.
Wait, so was your first thought when they said, like, it was, like, a children's ward, right, is what they said?
Something along those lines. I heard it, but I didn't, like, keep replaying it to listen. Okay,
because I just read what happened. I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I watched it, but it was just, like, a line that was, like, something about her past.
Yeah.
It didn't go into too much detail.
Now, do you think she killed a bunch of children? Because I don't think the world is ready for that movie either.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, Anakin Skywalker.
I mean, she did a lot of bad things. You haven't seen her do any bad things, that's the thing. They keep talking about, oh, she's got a lot of red in her ledger. But they don't... Like, you've only seen her as, like, a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent thing. So, it's hard to tell. Like, I don't really want to see, like, a murdering... Like,
yeah, I don't want to see her murdering a bunch of children.
Yeah. So, who knows what it is.
So, yeah, there's that. And now The Flash. An Arrow villain will reappear in The Flash.
Sweet. We don't know which one.
We don't know which one.
Cool. Yeah, it's a lot of crossover. Well, definitely a lot of crossover.
Doing. But he's going to face... The Flash is going to face his own villain and an Arrow villain at the same time.
Yeah. I think, like, villains are going to, like, team up in the crossover, maybe. The actual big crossover.
That's so insane. I tried to watch season 2, and the first episode of season 2 was so painful to watch.
Yeah.
Did it get better?
Season 2 is good, though. Yeah.
Okay. Because I ended up changing that and watching Black Jesus from Adult Swim.
Yeah, no, it gets better. Like, the second half of season 2 is really cool.
Okay.
Like, it's intense.
Okay, let's move on to some Star Wars news. Now, you put this down in the notes, and I'm going to cut you down for it.
Okay, fine. Cool. That's Reddit.
Oh, yeah. You saw it on Reddit, right? Did you see it on Reddit?
That's what I saw on Reddit.
Okay, yeah. I saw it on Reddit as well. Yeah. And then,
was it not confirmed?
Let's just talk about it, and then...
Okay, yeah, so I read that Disney's going to release unaltered versions on Blu-ray, like, without the special effects, which they haven't done before. They haven't really...
No.
Because they keep changing it.
One of my friends, Ron, and Frank, which you remember Frank from high school?
Mm-hmm.
He went by a billion names?
Yes.
He was telling me about this version of the movie called the despecialized version, which some guy got together all these... Because, like, no one has access to the original film anymore.
Yeah, I guess. And some stuff's missing.
Yeah, the negatives. So he got pieces from every, like, a bunch of different sources and got it into a high definition, like, version, but original.
Mm-hmm.
It's and called that's the what despecialized
is
version.
Is that what they're talking about instead?
Or no. Like, that's just some fan did it, and he posted it online to, like, different websites. But now this, I read, is a big rumor, and it's not 100% likely.
Mm-hmm.
I read on Badass Digest, a scathing, it was like, just, he just tore this guy down saying, like, how can you post this? Who are your sources? Like, no, did you not do your research? So apparently Fox... 21st Century, or 20th Century Fox, or 20 whatever they go by. Do they ever change their name to 21st
no.
Century? Okay, 20th Century Fox.
I think someone bought it.
Like, someone else bought the name?
Yeah, I don't know how long ago, but someone bought it before they thought to buy it.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, just keep it.
They own the rights to distribution for Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi, and the rights for Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi go to Disney in 2020, but they own the rights to Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, outright forever.
Really?
So the
wasn't included in the... Or did Lucasfilm not own that?
No, Lucasfilm didn't own it.
Okay.
Own the right, the distribution rights.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess, apparently when it happened, Fox was very angry that they didn't get a deal to buy the company,
mm-hmm.
Lucasfilm.
Yeah.
Or LucasArts.
Yeah.
So... That's why it's not 100% likely, unless Disney could work some deal with Fox, which I doubt would happen.
But Fox wouldn't be able to release it on their own, right?
They could.
Really?
But apparently the word on the street is that Fox, as long as George Lucas is alive, aren't going to do anything against his wishes.
Mm-hmm.
And George Lucas doesn't consider the unaltered version of the original trilogy as, like, almost as it exists. Like, he just says, yeah, like...
That's why he tinkered with it, because he likes it better every time he changes it.
Yeah, he's like, I have the technology to do it now.
Yeah.
So, and I read that the original article that said, like, oh, they'd have to get the negatives and rescan them in 8K and then do all these things to it. Mm-hmm. It would cost like $1 million, just under $1 million for Disney to do all that. But Disney can't even do it anyways. They don't have the rights to it.
Yeah.
I mean, they can make toys and they can do stuff like that, but they can't release the video. So, unless Fox was to do it.
Yeah, unless they collaborate, which doesn't seem likely.
I mean, if they're going to collaborate, do you think Disney would rather go after episode 4 more? Or try to get those deals a little earlier from 2020, moving it forward to like maybe 2015, 2016? Or do you think they would rather go after like Spider-Man from Sony or Fantastic Four or X-Men?
That's a good question, because what has more potential? Because it's hard to tell right now what Star Wars is going to do. We already know superheroes is a commodity at the moment. Yeah. Star Wars, they're trying to build it into...
like, huge. Like
every year, Star Wars, every year. Star Wars is the new thing in of itself that just comes out every year. It's always around. I mean, it's been around, even when there's not films coming out. But now...
Well, we were talking about it the other day. I was hanging out with some of my friends, and one of my friends hadn't seen Star Wars.
Any of them?
In the group. Any of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, we were saying how... because they were saying, like, oh, it's a part of pop culture. And I'm like, it's not. It's a part of our culture as a whole now. Like,
yeah, it's so ingrained that it's not even...
Yeah.
Like, they haven't seen Star Wars. They know a lot about Star Wars, I'm sure.
Yeah.
They know... They know Darth Vader's Luke's father. It's like random facts that you're like...
Well, she didn't know who Boba Fett was.
I can understand that. Yeah. I mean, that's not a huge character, but... like, you know who Luke Skywalker is. Like, you can say these words to people and it makes sense... like, that's how a lot of movies that I haven't seen, I'll know something just because it's...
like, The Godfather. That's the example I said. I was like, because we were, like, saying, and I was like, oh, I felt bad because I was, like, roasting her. We were all roasting her.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'm sure someone here hasn't seen The Godfather, but you know what happens in The Godfather.
Yeah.
It's like that. Like,
it's like a thing that it's just known. It's like, how do I know that? I don't know how I know. Just
you're like, it's just...
it just shows up everywhere.
It's referenced so much.
Yeah.
Kind of like Good Will Hunting. We didn't watch Good Will Hunting for a long time until, like, last year. And then... we know it's referenced everywhere.
We know so much about it already without have seen it or anything.
So that's that. Now, episode 7, it's going to resume shooting soon.
Because Han Solo's up in...
Harrison Ford's walking again.
Up and running. I don't know about running, but he's up and walking.
Did you see his costumes got leaked?
I did see
that. Two of those costumes got leaked. Oh my God, so beautiful. Yes. I was so excited. Awesome. I was like, it's very true to the original.
Looks great.
Now, the coolest thing that leaked were the Stormtrooper helmets. Now, since this is J.J. Abrams and no longer George Lucas, there are physical Stormtrooper helmets.
Yes. No CGI nonsense.
Yeah. There are extras being Stormtroopers. No.
Yeah, so they got there was some concept art that came out, and then there was actual picture of the helmet itself. Yeah,
and then there's like the scouts.
Yeah.
So what do you think about these helmets?
I like them a lot. They're very like sleek.
It looks like Apple designed these helmets.
It does.
It looks so amazing.
Yeah.
It's like perfect.
I like it because it has a lot from the original trilogy. It's got like tiny bit of like the original like clone. It's like a mix between them.
Yeah.
So.
And then
I'm just glad they're going back to this because it's the overwhelming CGI. The more you look back at the prequels, you're just like, this is overwhelming.
Yeah.
CGI.
Almost like the Desolation of Smaug, because all the orcs were originally actors, and then they went in and digitally removed all the actual actors for the orcs and then replaced them with CGI.
Yeah. It's like, it makes the difference. Like, sometimes they don't think so, but it really does.
Yeah. Which is why it was nice to see something like Guardians of the Galaxy, which had so many, or Planet of the Apes, where it's so many extras actually doing the motion capture.
Yeah. Yeah. The motion capture really affects it. It's a lot different when there's acting. You can see the acting in the facial than when you can't.
Yeah. Now, did you hear about Han Solo's ship?
Millennium Falcon? No?
Okay, I guess no.
No, I didn't hear it. Okay. It injured him.
Yeah. The villains of the movie have been leaked. Did you hear about that?
Did not hear about that.
So actually, we will not talk about that. And this movie will have a certain plot element. Did you hear about that?
Plot element. I didn't hear about that.
Okay. So that's all we're going
to
talk about.
Keeping it vague. I wanted to read this stuff, and I'm like, for some reason, I trust the internet to tell me. So I like click it, and then they're like,
spoilers. Major spoilers ahead.
Yeah, I literally click it, and they're literally like spoilers, and I'm like, gosh, darn it. Because like, for some reason, I don't know why I'm trusting the internet, but if they don't say the word spoilers,
then you're going
to... I read on for some reason. That's so weird. It makes no sense. But I'm like, I'm trusting you guys to tell me if it's a spoiler or not.
So on the helmet article, it didn't say spoilers?
No. It just says helmet.
Oh, wow.
Released. And it's also just a picture. Yeah. So I don't... Like, it's more plot elements. But then I feel like... I don't know if things are spoilers because... In the trailer, they might tell me.
Yes,
yeah, which they probably will, most likely.
I don't know if this thing that I'm talking about with the movie plot element.
Yeah.
Or the movie. I guess it's a plot element. Is a spoiler or not?
Yeah. See, that's where it's hard. You don't know until they.
And what I don't they want to release it for you. Yeah. That's so, the thing.
We'll just wait on it.
We
will wait on it.
Now, This Week in Movies in the Past, 1981, An American Werewolf in London. 1982, The Beastmaster. 1983, Strange Brew. 1985, Teen Wolf with Marty McFly, a.k.a. Michael J. Fox. 1986, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. 1987, Born in East L.A. and Dirty Dancing. 1988, A Nightmare on Elm Street 4, The Dream Master, and Married to the Mob. 1989, one of my favorite movies, The Adventures of Milo and Otis. 1991, Dead Again and Barton Fink. 1993, another one of my favorite movies, Surf Ninjas. 1994, Natural Born Killers. 1995, Desperado. 1996, The Island of Dr. Moreau and A Very Brady Sequel. 1997, G.I. Jane. What was the line she says? Oh, she says, suck my dick in that movie. Hilary Swank, right?
No, Demi Moore.
Demi Moore. Yeah, she says, suck my dick in that movie. Money Talks and Leave It to Beaver. 1998, Blade and Dead Man on Campus. 1999, Hugh Grant was Mickey Blue Eyes and Jean-Claude Van Damme was Universal Soldier, The Return?
Not sure.
I think so. 2000, the first of many terrible movies, Bring It On.
By Ant-Man director.
Yeah. 2001, Kevin Smith brought us Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back and,
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal was Bubble Boy. I had that one prepared in my head, too. 2002, Robin Williams was a psychotic film developer in One Hour Photo. 2003, Jackie Chan. God, my brain is...
Yeah, what's...
This, why do we record episodes in the morning?
I don't know.
We
never pick the right time.
No. Jackie Chan was after The Medallion, and Ashton Kutcher was after Tara Reid in My Boss's Daughter. 2004, The Exorcist, The Beginning, and Dax Shepard, Seth Green, and Shaggy... from the Scooby-Doo movies, were without a paddle. 2005, The Brothers Grimm. Is that the same Brothers Grimm with like Matt Damon?
I think so. It's like the dark one. I never saw it. It's the dark one. I think Matt Damon and some other dude. And they like are the Brothers Grimm, but it's like about their tales or something.
Yeah.
It's about like
the and, stories. Like, they're like, there's like monsters and stuff.
Yeah. Don't think it did so well.
Yeah, it was 2005. Holy crap. It was, Heath Ledger and Matt Damon. Wow.
Oh, Heath Ledger.
And The Cave. 2006, Marky Mark Wahlberg was Invincible. We saw the Broken Lizard guys go to Beer Fest. Beard Fest. That's the movie was starring me.
That's a new one.
That's a new movie starring me and Zach Galifianakis, where we go to a beard growing competition.
Sit there. Grow!
Grow! Grow! Andre 3000 was in Idlewild, and Disney, I think, released How to Eat Fried Worms. 2007, Rowan Atkinson went on a holiday in Mr. Bean's Holiday. Jason Statham and Jet Li were in War, and The Nanny Diaries came out. 2008, Anna Faris was the House Bunny. Jason Statham was in Death Race. Dwight Schrute. What's the guy's name? Who cares? The Rocker. And Steve Coogan was in Hamlet 2. 2009, Quentin Tarantino released Inglourious Basterds. And in 2010, the people who brought a scary movie made vampires suck. Lil Bow Wow won the lottery in Lottery Ticket. Adam Scott was in Piranha 3D. Arrested Development. Jason Bateman was in The Switch.
With Ryan Reynolds.
And one woman who was oddly attractive but then uglified herself was in Nanny McPhee, The Returns. 2011, Zoe Saldana was in Columbiana. Someone was in Don't Be Afraid of the Dark. And Paul Rudd was in Our Idiot Brother.
Yes.
2012. Oh my god, my brain is so melted right now. What's the guy's name? Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I kept thinking JGL.
JGL.
Was a bike delivery boy in Premium Rush. Someone was in Hit and Run. Draco Malfoy was in The Apparition. And Mike Birbiglia was in Sleepwalk with Me. Oh, crap.
Did nothing come out last year?
Yeah, stuff did come out. But like, the note, there was a conflict on the note. Crap, let me pull it up.
I was like, wait a second. There's no way there's a movie that came out.
I'll get to it.
That we don't know of. They were all just crap movies.
If only it didn't take... Crap. Okay, there we go. There's a way to see deleted notes. No! Is it taking forever? Maybe I didn't delete it.
Maybe it was never on there.
It was. I did it. I did it this morning. Oh, no. Okay. Hold up. One second.
Look it up, right?
Yeah. What was the bet we did last week?
If they would show Batman... Well, I don't know if that was last week. We made a bet that if Batman's showing his parents getting killed would be in Batman vs. Superman. That whole flashback, or if I argue that everyone knows that already, so
yeah,
it'll be the one that they don't.
Because that painting.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the painting. Yeah.
The Mortal Instruments, City of Bones, The World's End, and You're Next.
Ooh, World's End.
And Short Term 12, and Drinking Buddies.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Pretty good weekend. I mean, two of the movies were independent, but...
Still.
As was Sleepwalk with Me the year before. So, now, this week in Movies in the Now. In theaters this week, Frank Miller's Sin City, A Dame to Kill For. If I Stay, with Chloe Grace Moretz. And When the Game Stands Tall, the movie where the coach has a heart attack, one of the players dies, and the whole team loses their first game in like a billion years.
Yeah, they won like how many years in a row?
And that's a true story, but I feel like the two of them are more tragic than the team losing one game.
That's true. And the movie seemed to be around the losing the one game. Yeah. More so.
I'm like, one of your team players died, and the coach had a heart attack.
Yeah, and they're like, it's all in the same vein.
Yeah, they're like, it's disappointment. There's three tragedies happened.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I understand it's a tragedy, but one of them is way worse. Okay, on VOD this week, A Trip to Italy and To Be Takei, or Takai. How do you say?
Takai.
Takai?
Yeah.
Takei means... precious, I believe, in Japanese. Because Masioka has a joke where he does the George Takei voice. And he's like, some people call me George Takei. But that means precious in Japanese, so I accept it. Ha, ha, ha.
Wow.
Okay, so moving on to some miscellaneous news. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 has been confirmed for 2016. And it could have our favorite hockey stick wielding person next to Usher Mather, Casey Jones, and Dimension X, depending on how well Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1 does.
Yes. I think it's doing fairly well.
I think it's doing very well. Yeah. It's doing well enough where they greenlit a sequel after the first weekend.
I think Michael Bay's got that touch, man.
My coworker saw it.
Yeah. They like it?
Yeah, he liked it. He's like, but at the end of the day, it's Transformers with Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm getting more. I think I'll like it more.
I think I'm going to wait, though.
I'll probably wait. But I think I'll like it more than Transformers. I think. But I'm just coming out of it, like, just pulling that out of nowhere. I just seem more optimistic about it. But I still assume the story's not on par with what you would think.
Vanilla Ice doesn't like the movie. He says it lacks soul.
That's because
he's not in it.
He's not in it. And he was in the second one.
Yeah.
Where he was actually part of the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Just like Smash Mouth in Rat Race.
Yes. Sometimes just people
are just at the end of the movie. Sometimes has-beens have been at the end of movies.
Yeah. Weird. Weird thing. So Power Rangers movie, it's going to be released in July 22nd, 2016. So we get Ninja Turtle and Power Rangers in the same year.
This is almost going to rival 2015.
I know. They're getting close, man.
Especially with the move of Batman vs. Superman.
They're all kicking 2014's ass, though.
Yeah. This
year's terrible.
Except for Winter Soldier and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I mean, there's good stuff in every year, but overall, I can already think of like 6 or 7 or 8 movies next year that
are going to be awesome.
They're going to be awesome. Or should be.
Transformers? Michael Bay wants to pass the franchise to a new director. Now, I think it was one of the writers was like looking really, he's like, oh, now's my chance to shine. And then Michael Bay in an interview is like, oh yeah, I want to find someone who's totally unconnected to the whole franchise to take over, which is also very dickish.
To a new guy. He like owns Transformers. Yeah. He does well every single time he releases one.
Some reason.
I don't know. I think it's the same movie. I've seen all the first three. This is the fourth one. I think it's the same movie over and over again. I think it is. It doesn't seem any different to me.
I was watching the second one. What's the one where Optimus Prime dies? And he turns into like a giant turtle tank thing. It's weird. They played at the gym the other day.
I don't know. I confuse them too. That's the problem. I thought the first one was actually decent.
Was the second one the one with the weird old one that had like the beard?
Yeah, that was the Fallen, Revenge of the Fallen, and the Fallen was
a Norse, like a Viking robot.
I thought it was like people. Yeah, it was like he had like a beard. And then the third one is
Dark Side of the Moon or something like that.
Dark Side of the Moon, where they're on the moon and like
when the Pink Floyd album plays, you synchronize it.
Chernobyl's in that movie,
and it's weird.
I think.
Now, this is the weirdest news that I've ever read. So I'll let you handle this one.
Yeah, so
Choo-boop-dee-doop.
Yeah, so they're trying to make a Betty Boop movie.
Animated?
I assume animated. It has to be
animated,
or else
that girl would look so freakish.
Yes, it wouldn't work in real life.
It'll be like that Russian girl who's like the real-life Barbie.
Yeah. I mean, they could do it, but I don't think they should.
Yeah, because she has like giant eyes.
Yeah. Oh, God. Like, that seems a weird thing. Like, they're just pulling back at whatever's in the past and they're like, make that a movie now.
Yeah.
And the weird thing was they said Simon Cowell is going to produce it.
And I assume that they're just going to go through constant recasting.
Yeah.
Because no one wants to work with him.
Yeah. So that was really strange news. I was like, how much interest do they need to make these movies? Because I don't think anybody's clamoring for this stuff.
For Betty Boop?
Yeah.
I think they should remake Jabberjaw. Nyuk, nyuk, nyuk. No respect.
I mean, I literally think they can. Anything's up for grabs.
Detective Squirrel. What was the guy's name? The Squirrel Detective.
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about, though.
I'm trying to think.
Hong Kong Fui. Let's make one of those. Yeah. Did they make that movie recently?
Not that I know of.
In our lifetime, Hong Kong Fui.
Not that I know of. But sometimes they make. It's also weird when you realize they did make stuff, but it was just so thrown. Like I think like the Yogi Bear movie. They made a movie. I just feel like I know nothing about it.
All I know about it is T.J. Miller brought a live bear to his audition.
Wow. All I know is that they like, changed the scene at the end where, like, Boo Boo kills Yogi or something. They, like, had an edited version online. It was just, like, a joke.
Oh, okay.
It was just, like, a joke.
I was like, but it was, like, crap.
It shows, like, Boo Boo has this, like, look on his face and he, like, shoots Yogi's head off or something weird like that. That's the only thing I know about that movie.
I'm going to look up that squirrel. That's the next movie. Secret Squirrel.
Secret Squirrel. There you go.
Where he wears his hat real low.
Yeah.
Do I look like a mind reader, sir? I don't know.
Oh, they should do a spy versus spy movie, you know, like the black and white spies.
Yeah. I thought they did. I feel like they did that.
Did they? I'm going to look it up, too. That'd be a funny movie. I know those are only like minute clips and stuff.
Yeah, and they're like ultra violent. It's like Itchy and Scratchy in real life.
Yeah. Oh, they should just make an Itchy and Scratchy movie. The Simpsons probably already did an episode like that.
Spy versus Spy. Wow, it first came out in 1961. Whew. And now it's been done by the same guy since 1997. Hmm. In other media. Oh, I do like the Mountain Dew ads. Remember they had the Mountain Dew ads with the people in costumes? I did like those a lot.
I like those.
2004 Mountain Dew ads. That's it.
So they can still make a Spy vs. Spy movie.
Yeah, there's three spies. I didn't know that.
Oh, really? Spy vs. Spy vs. Spy.
Yeah.
What, is it like a gray spy?
Let's find out.
Huh. This is intriguing.
Characters.
I thought there were literally only two characters in the whole thing.
In magazine number 73 in September 1962, the strip was renamed to Spy vs. Spy vs. Spy, as it was debuted of a third spy, Gray Spy, or the Woman in Gray.
It was gray, and it's a woman spy.
Gray Spy only appeared sporadically, but always triumphed, using the infatuation of Black Spy and White Spy to her advantage. The Lady Spy represents neutrality. She would decide for White Spy or Black Spy, and she also added some balance and variety to the basic Spy vs. Spy formula. Gray Spy's last appearance in the magazine comics under Prohias, who's the artist, was Mad Magazine 99, December 1965. She did not appear again until Bob Clark and Duck Edwing took over the strip. The leaders of Black Spy and White Spy's respective nations, barrel-chested, metal-decorated dictators, also occasionally appeared.
That's something I did not know.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, where were we? Oh, yeah. You want to talk about this one again?
So, there's some Bad Boys 3 news. Martin Lawrence said a script is almost done.
Now, this movie's been in development for close to an eternity.
They've been talking about Bad Boys 3 forever.
Dave Chappelle, that picture of Dave Chappelle ripped, has been on the internet forever.
Yeah.
Now, there's another news article I found that said Rush Hour 4, Jackie Chan has been approached. Now, this is the race. Which one do you think is going to come out first? Bad Boys 3 or Rush Hour 4?
It's got to be Bad Boys 3 just because they have a script. And
I'm pretty sure they've said that before.
Really? Well, Rush Hour, they said they don't even have a script. And he's like, I won't start talking.
Yeah, Jackie Chan said he won't even start talking because there is no script yet.
Yeah.
And then the studio's like, don't worry, we'll get a script. Just, we need you to sign on. And he's like, no, I'm not going to do a movie without a script.
Yeah, he wants...
He seems very level-headed.
Yeah.
Compared to the studio.
He seems like, I'm doing all right.
He's like, Jackie Chan going to be okay.
Yeah.
I got
22 I'm pretty sure Chris Tucker's like, yes, I'll sign on for Rush Hour all day, every day.
He's like, but Jackie... How many more Rush Hours you all make?
Yeah.
I'll make 17.
But, I mean, that third one was the worst one. Yeah. So.
Just like...
I appreciate that he's looking at a script.
Outlaw Night, or no, Shanghai Nights.
With Owen Wilson?
And that movie was terrible, too. Compared to Shanghai Noon was so good.
Yeah.
I think, didn't Shanghai Noon and like Rush Hour 2 came around the same time, I think?
I don't know, but it's like the same movie, but one's with Owen Wilson.
And one's in the Wild West.
Yeah, but it's the same format type of thing, sort of.
I wonder if that movie ever caught any flack for having like a Chinese person in the Wild West, like... Because that was a very tragic life for the Chinese in the Wild West at the time, in real life.
Yeah, it's true.
Remember he did the pee? He peed on the towel and then he like wrapped around the bars? That was magical. Yeah. I always wondered if that was real.
Yeah. But that was the whole thing about the first one, right? Was like the actual railroad.
Yeah, it was about the railroad.
Yeah.
And he's like,
and then the second royalty. One they kind of just ignored.
He's like royalty in China. That's what we find out as well.
Yeah.
Where he like loves a princess. Oh, no, something like that.
It's like
that. She's like a prostitute or something. I don't know.
Hmm.
Maybe I should rewatch that movie as an adult.
Yeah. I mean, I've actually seen Shanghai Nights more recently than Noon. So I'm trying to remember.
How did that feel when you're like, oh, this was such a bad decision?
Yeah, I don't think it's too bad. It's not too bad.
Compared to all the crap we have to watch nowadays, it's not too bad.
Yeah. I think it's better than Rush Hour 3.
And it's better than Me, and Dupree.
Yes.
It's better than, what's that dog movie?
There's so many dog movies.
With Owen Wilson, though.
Oh my gosh, that's a great movie. It's so sad.
I never watched it because my cousin ruined the ending for me.
It's good, but it's sad.
Dog Owen Wilson.
It's
Marley and Me.
Marley.
Oh, and apparently he's also in Marmaduke, so you could have said any of those, either of those movies.
A lot of dog movies.
So, yeah, that's the bet. Next bet, you think it's going to be Bad Boys 3?
I think it'll be Bad Boys 3.
I think they're going to make a Tuxedo sequel with Jennifer Garner. Jennifer Love Hewitt faster than either of those movies.
I don't know. But I like Jackie Chan whenever he's in anything.
Yeah.
He's always good. What was the last thing he did? Was like Karate Kid, like for American TV? Oh, I know he does.
Yeah, he does some Chinese stuff.
I think it's like Karate Kid.
I hope
from
not.
What I can remember.
No, okay, here's another bet. Do you think Rush Hour 4 is listed under his IMDb profile? As in production?
Who edits IMDb? Can anybody edit IMDb?
I don't know. Oh, this is a Jackie Chan Adventures. Jackie Chan.
I don't think so.
121 actor credits. It is. Rush Hour 4 is rumored.
Wow. Rumored. I didn't know they put rumors on the thing.
Kung Fu Panda 2. He was the voice of the monkey.
Really? Did not know that. So he's going to be in Kung Fu Panda 3?
Doesn't say so. Karate Kid 2. And then...
Are they making Karate Kid 2?
Yeah. According to IMDb.
Oh, jeez.
They have a screenplay writer for it.
I say they do our idea, and they got.
Oh, they locked.
They got to meet up with the Ralph Macchio.
Yeah, he was like, "Hey, I heard you wanted to learn karate. Why is this old man teaching you kung fu?" And then
teach
we find
you to be
out,
a real karate kid.
And then we find out Jackie Chan is actually the drunken master, and he's an alcoholic.
Yeah.
So he's just
well,
drunk
he pretty much
and
is.
He's comedic
he's like,
relief for the rest of the movie.
His kid and wife died. That was a very tragic story.
I didn't watch that one either.
The first Karate Kid.
I watched the original.
Not the original. He had a tragic story.
I don't want to watch that one.
Jackie Chan had
tragic
a tragic
being
story.
In a, more tragic than... God, oh my God, my brain is mush today.
Then Mr. Miyagi? I don't know his actor name. His real name.
I couldn't
his
even think of Mr.
Name.
Miyagi.
His real name. I don't know his actor name. I know all his characters who were the real people he was. But his actor name, I don't know.
Yeah, Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, but his
he was in one of
he
those.
He had a wife and kid that died.
And he was in a labor camp. No, his wife was taken away. That's why he learned karate.
Oh, I guess that's tragic too. But his, like, they like die. I think they die in a car accident. And every single year he like, well, the whole year he fixes up this car. And then on that day he destroys it.
Like, oh,
it's,
wow.
It's really something messed up in his head where he's like, it's like. I forgot
the same car that his wife.
I think that's the car, and but he's building it constantly. Car. I'm pretty sure it's the same car.
Like his wife and kid died in the car.
Yeah, and then he gets, and then every year the day they died, he like gets really mad and like destroys it
with his fists.
I don't think he destroys it with his fists.
Oh, that's I'm losing interest.
I think he gets like a hammer. And
I want it to be like the bonus round in Streets of Rage.
Oh yeah,
Street
yeah.
Fighting.
What? That's a weird bonus stage when you think about it. Why are they doing that?
It's like here, kicking, destroy this car.
They're like kicking a car stuff.
Okay, so Godzilla 2.
They released on June 8th, 2018.
And we talked about all the villains.
Yeah.
The monsters in the movie. Yes.
And that's, what's it, 2016 is Skull Island?
Yeah.
Coming out.
So.
And then Pacific Rim 2 is coming. We're getting a lot of these big
monster kaiju movies.
Yeah.
Edge of Tomorrow. Now, this was, I thought it was very interesting. It's going to be, it's rebranded as Live, Die, Repeat for home release.
Why?
So, it's really weird. If you look at all the art that they have for, like, iTunes or something, it's like, Live, Die, Repeat. Really big. And then on the bottom it says, Tom Cruise, Emily Blunt, Live, Die, or Edge of Tomorrow. In the same font.
Mm-hmm.
So... I thought that was really strange. And Pixels has been pushed back to July 24th, 2015 from May 15th, 2015. So pushed back a little bit.
Yeah.
Like over a month.
Yeah, oh, yeah, a month. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I was looking the other way.
Yeah. And The Interview. Now, this is another piece of weird news to me. Sony is altering it to appease North Korea.
Very strange.
Why?
What I heard is they're like altering the button. They wear these buttons in North Korea. So, and they were wearing them all during the film. So they're going to digitally take away these buttons.
What do the buttons say?
I don't know, but they're what they wear in North Korea.
Oh.
They're like, that's what they actually wear or something. So they're going to digitally take them out. I don't know what that does.
Who cares? What's the chance?
Either way, they're mad at the film. They're going to be mad no matter what. They're not going to be...
What are the chances that this movie is actually going to be seen in North Korea by anyone besides the Supreme... the
no one's going to see
whatever
it
except, leader.
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un or his people.
Yeah. I don't understand getting upset. Like, they've been upset at other movies before, too. This is kind of, like, more in your face. But
yeah.
I don't know why they, like, they're scared of North Korea. I mean, North Korea's scary, but...
Not that scary.
It's like, we've made fun of him in other types of media. It's like, you think he's more mad about this than...
Than, the diplomat, or, like, was it the dictator?
Yeah, but that's not about him
specifically. Vice?
Like, anything where they...
Vice,
they make
specifically.
Yeah. Because they make fun of him in so many different ways. That
Mad TV.
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live.
Like anything. Anything. Like you that would be taken the same way. I bet if you asked his opinion on that, he'd say the same thing he's saying about this movie.
You have brought great dishonor to the Korean people. Anyways. See, that was my way of not doing an Asian accent, but still sounding like Kim Jong-un.
Oh, yeah.
You see that?
Successful. That was very successful.
Leatherface. Is the name of the new prequel for the Texas Chainsaw Massacre reboot.
Whoa. Reboot. Prequel. Man, these are crazy.
Yeah, at the same time. It's like our Christmas episode is coming true.
Exactly. Yeah. It'll be that. That's when we get to that year.
Yeah. So, Sin City 2 is coming out this weekend. And if you go to the theater, you get to see a teaser trailer for The Hateful Eight, which won't appear online.
Hmm. Interesting.
Even though the movie hasn't been shot yet.
Well, so it's one of those trailers that's not really much, or it's a teaser.
Who knows?
So
I don't know.
Not much.
But I kind of want to see this movie. I saw a little clip of what they did to make it like in 3D.
Sin City 2?
It's also in 3D. And, yeah, Sin City 2 in 3D.
Cool.
I think I might go watch it.
Nice.
Now for some trailer talk. I saw the trailer for the scariest movie I think I've seen in a long time. Enough where scarier than Annabelle. This trailer scared the shit out of me.
Really?
It's called The Babadook. It's a horror movie from Australia. Apparently it's killing at Sundance. And it's about this like book called Mr. Babadook. And it's a single mother and a child, and the dad died like a year ago before the movie starts. They move to a new house or something, and the kid finds this book on the shelf. When they unpack all their books, they find this book added in the shelf, and it's called Mr. Babadook. It's a pop-up book, and they read it, and it's about a monster. And it goes like, in the trailer, it's like, you hear three knocks, and then you hear Babadook, Dook, Dook. And then later on in the trailer, of course, they actually do, you hear the three knocks, and then you hear Bob, like a really scary voice, yes. Go like, Babadook.
Oh my Dook. Gosh.
And it's like trying to get the kid or something, and then it seems like the mom gets possessed. Anyways, this trailer looks horrifying.
That
because
terrifying.
The first trailer I saw at the beginning looked very innocent, and then halfway through the trailer, it twists into like reality. Like when they're talking about the storybook, it just seems like a Tim Burton movie.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem that scary.
And then it goes into real life.
And then it goes into real life, and like this kid is building like a crossbow, and he goes to school, and he gets suspended because he has this crossbow because he's scared of this monster. And the mom thinks she starts going psychotic because she's hearing these voices, and then they burn the book, and then the book isn't burned, and all this crazy stuff, man.
Sounds terrifying.
It is very terrifying. Last night I had to, like, everyone was asleep and I had to come into the studio to work on my media server.
Mm-hmm.
I was scared shitless, man. This closet.
Oh yeah,
I thought the man in the closet was scary enough. Mr. Babadook is way scarier.
I'm sure. But those are the worst when like if you go to the movies and they show you like a scary trailer that like I don't want to watch this trailer.
Yeah,
but
like,
you're like in the movie and you're like I gotta watch this trailer.
I
now.
Have no choice.
You're like, I hate this.
I can't do anything.
They can make, I don't know how they get away with making some trailers so terrifying.
Yeah.
But like, I understand the movies.
I remember Sinister was one of those ones that really scared me.
Yeah.
It's actually, The Others was probably the first trailer that really scared me. Mm-hmm. When it's like, but mommy, I don't want to go to school today. And it's like that old shriveled up woman.
Yeah.
That freaked That's pretty me scary. Out, man. So yeah, there's that. Television. News.
So, At Midnight is renewed for a second season.
Points!
So, they're back.
Points!
They're back.
Points!
They got points. How do they do seasons for, like, game shows or, like, shows like that? Is it year to year?
I think it's like year to year.
Okay. Because like the Daily Show, like what is that season?
I'm pretty sure the Daily Show's never going to get canceled.
No.
I'm pretty sure until Jon Stewart's like, you know what?
He's like, I'm done, and they'll still
and then they look for someone else, and then no one else wants to do it.
Yeah.
That's the only way I'll get canceled, and I'm pretty sure they're just going to show reruns every night.
Yeah, yeah. But people can't tell.
Yeah, people are like, people aren't dumb. The news repeats itself anyways. Yeah. Black Jesus. It's weird. I watched the first two episodes, and 1 Million Moms, which I guess is the name of an organization.
Mm-hmm. What do they do?
They're against it.
Are they like an organization for like morality, I don't know. I thought it was or like, something? Or like,
I thought it was Million Mom March. Isn't that against like drunk driving or something?
There's mad. Mothers Mom, against drunk driving.
But then
driving.
The founder was a drunk driver.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
And then what's 1 Million Moms? I feel like they're also against gay marriage. 1 Million Moms, even like though they sound like it's a lesbian.
Yeah, yeah. I'm guessing it's like, what do? Are these like lobbying groups? Like, what do these people do?
Oh, it's against, 1 Million Moms, okay. Let's see. Moms, are you fed up with trash in today's media? Oh, it's just against media.
They're against media in general at all? Every single form of media?
Okay, one second. Let me find this.
It's really, really confusing.
Here are 8 protests 1 Million Moms launched in 2013.
Yeah, but what do they do? They protest things?
That's they protest.
That's
like,
their function?
Oh, they're... Okay, let's see. 1 Million Moms is the American Family Association program.
I doubt they have 1 million members. I'm going to throw it out there.
You think we can do that? We can just make an organization called, like, the billion fans of Destiny Pizzas?
Yeah, we should do that.
And then we can start writing letters and
apparently
stuff.
Apparently you can just, like, make up organizations.
You can name them whatever.
Yeah.
Like, we should have started a podcast called The Best Podcast in the World.
It's the best podcast in the world. A tribute.
It's just a tribute.
To the best podcast in the world.
Okay, it's a part of the American Family Association, the AFA. Promotes fundamentalist Christian views. It opposes same-sex marriage, pornography, and abortion. It also takes a position on a variety of other public policy goals, and has lobbied against the Employee Free Choice Act. That sounds dumb.
All right.
I don't like this.
There's so many weird organizations out there.
Yeah, it seems... Oh, they're also against that commercial with the hotel, the Hotwire commercial, where it's the two gay dads. They're against that commercial.
Oh, I haven't seen that commercial.
Where you
they're
don't
probably against that Cheerio commercial too.
They're probably against the Cheerio commercial. Probably they're probably the ones supporting the Gamora thing.
Yeah.
So they don't like it because it's. Oh, and they also didn't like the lesbian couple on that Disney Channel show. Who cares?
It doesn't matter.
You're the people making the world worse.
They're just looking for stuff. You know how much crap, like, stuff's out there? Like, there's so much stuff in the world that one little thing somewhere is not going to affect, like, as deeply as they think.
Yeah. So, 1 Million Moms are against Black Jesus, but the Catholic League are for Black Jesus, which is weird.
What is Black Jesus? Just it's Jesus being black?
It's a TV show about Jesus in current day Compton.
Yeah.
And he's, like, trying to grow weed. And he has, like, a bunch of people that follow him.
Okay.
And, like, they do terrible things, but then he's also Jesus.
Huh.
So he says some, like, biblical stuff, but then he's also, like, says the N-word and stuff like that.
I feel like black people would be against this.
Yeah. It seems, like, more racist than black people.
It really does sound kind of racist.
And then Charlie Murphy's in it, and he's also very racist. It's a pretty funny show, but...
Is it out yet?
Yeah, the first two episodes are out.
Is it good?
Yeah, I like it.
Cool. Check it out.
Yeah. Game of Thrones news. George R.R. Martin says some fans have already figured out the ending, which to me is dumb. Just change the ending then.
Yeah, and also why would you say that?
Yeah.
Strange. But maybe he's knew the ending from the beginning, though.
Yeah, maybe. And
he does seem like a long...
From what our fan, he was saying that, like, oh yeah, he, like, puts in hints. He said he's put in hints in the book.
Yeah, I think he had the idea, like, he's built this world, so he's pretty...
He also said his biggest literary influence is Stan Lee.
Huh.
So,
cool.
That's cool. House of Cards news. Pussy Riot is going to appear next season. Do you know who Pussy Riot is?
Yeah, they're that Russian
punk band.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, well they're going to
be themselves? Or
yeah, well, yeah, because two of them are appearing in it.
Yeah.
So they assume it's just going to be themselves.
Okay.
Like the two that were in the Russian work prison camp thing.
Yeah, they were on like Colbert Report, but they don't speak English.
No, they speak only Russian, I think. Well, I think one of them speaks... I saw a documentary.
I'm sure they know a little bit.
Yeah. So, and then Community. Yahoo released a trailer for season 6, which is pretty much a summary. In reality, it's really just like, oh, look how awesome Yahoo is. We're saving it, and we don't have to care about ratings.
Yeah.
And also buy season 1 through 5 on DVD. That's what the whole trailer was, really.
Yeah. It was like, please get behind this show, because we're making another season.
Appearing on Yahoo Screen. So, just what people know about what that is.
And they're apparently going to release it. It's going to be like it's...
A series.
Yeah, because they're going to release it week to week, which... Yeah, have they done that online ever? Have they done a week to week?
No.
Are they going to pretend it's like...
Hulu does it, I think.
Are they going to pretend
it doesn't work out well.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it would.
Especially if it's a paying service. I don't think it works out as well.
Yeah. But, like, I guess they're going to pretend like it's a show and be like, oh, it's winter now. We're not going to release an episode.
Yeah.
Or, like, something like
six
that.
Six-week hiatus or stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now watch TV.
Yeah, so Wilfred ended this week. I think five seasons.
Was it like five seasons? The episode was called Happiness or something.
Yes.
What, two episodes that one night?
Two episodes. Yeah. That show blows with your mind. It's crazy. It's sad. It's happy.
I assume at the end they had to euthanize Wilfred.
It's everything.
The fact that you didn't answer that question makes me feel like I'm right. My wild guess was correct.
Wild guess. Now, it's kind of predictable of what you would think, I guess.
So it wasn't like the Jimmy Fox love song,
but
unpredictable.
Yeah, like, yeah, the show, it made you, it like twists you in a bunch of different directions, but by the end, it's pretty much what you would think from the start of the show to the end of the show. You're like, oh, yeah, that's how it would end in some kind of way. But it's good. It was a good series.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad it happened. It's a very...
Now, are you going to go back and watch the Australian version?
Maybe.
Has the same guy as the dog, I think.
Yeah, it's the same actor. So I might check that out.
Might as well.
Yeah, sounds cool.
Oh, no, for discussion. It's not really discussion, but someone tweeted us in their pick for Ghostbusters.
Okay.
My good friend Edwin. If I can pull it up. Let's see. His four... are Tina Fey, Melissa McCarthy, Sarah Silverman, and Charlene Yee, who played the Asian... She was a girl
in Knocked Up.
Right? Yeah. And I'm sure she loves being known as the Asian girl from Knocked Up.
Well, that's all...
That's all I know her from.
And then she's in This Is 40.
Yeah.
Which is a weird connection to bring... Like, out of all the people you bring from Knocked Up to This Is 40, that's, like, a character you bring.
Apparently she performs, like, frequently... In
she's a comedian.
Costa Mesa.
She's a comedian,
and she also
right?
is a musician.
Oh, okay.
I was going to go see her one night because I thought it was a stand-up set, and then it was her music set, and I was like, I don't want to go anymore. And now my friends will find that out who invited me to take her there. I was like, I just want to laugh. I don't want to listen to music.
Yeah, I like that four.
That's not a bad four. It's very diverse. It's much more diverse than mine.
Yeah, that's true.
So, who knows?
Yeah, you probably think that's... I wonder if they would do the same thing where they'll have like a core three and add a fourth, or if that's too cheesy because it's exactly like
I'm telling
the other
you, my Sigourney Weaver is
my
fourth.
Yeah, I like, yeah.
Got to bring her in. That's the
connection.
That's true.
You need some kind of tie-in.
But maybe she's too busy doing Avatar.
And she seems to be in like a lot of
she's
stuff.
She's in a lot of stuff. I
she
forgot
seems
what,
to find
she's
time.
In something recently, and I was like, oh, I totally forgot Sigourney Weaver is in that.
I feel like she shows up in stuff that is not even promoted that she's in it. I mean, she's not always a star of some things, but she'll show up in a lot of things.
Let me see. She was... Because I was like, oh, I totally forgot she was like such a badass in that, too.
Yeah. And she tends to honor all the stuff she's done in the past.
Yeah.
With new stuff.
Like Gorillas in the Mist. can't wait till that sequel comes out. I don't know how that movie ended, but Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
I totally forgot she was in that one. She was a badass in that one. She was in Tales of Despero. She was the narrator.
Hmm.
She was in a lot of... Holy crap. In like 2008, she was in five movies.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She'll show up, but you...
And in 2009, she was only in Avatar, which is good enough.
They don't really use her for like marketing purpose, I feel like.
Well, Cabin in the Woods, they wanted to exclude her. Like, they didn't want... They wanted it to be a surprise.
Yeah. That was in... In Paul, too. She's in Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a surprise that she's in that, too.
She's also in WALL-E. I don't know how much they... I don't think they did any advertising for the cast of WALL-E. I don't think
so, no.
Okay. So thank you. Tweet at us again. This week's tweets are all favorite Robin Williams movie.
Yes.
And why, if you can fit that in 140 characters. Or explain in a new tweet. I don't care. I'll read tweets. They're short.
Yeah. Pretty someone quick. It should, could be three tweets long. I don't know.
Someone should just tweet out a whole book, like between 8 and 5 p.m., like 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Just write their whole book. Just like characters.
One tweet an hour. And it's just 140 characters of the book. Like Moby Dick. I'll read Moby Dick over someone's a series of tweets.
That. Someone's got to have done something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like the but guy who cool. released...
I haven't seen it, but...
I think he tried to do Star Wars in 15-second clips on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of work, though.
That is.
So... Yep. Netflix recommendations. My recommendation this week. I was surprised I didn't recommend it before because it's been on Netflix, I think, since the beginning of time. Zach Galifianakis, Live at the Purple Onion. It's a stand-up set he did a long time ago, back when Netflix was a DVD only. It was made by Netflix.
Wow.
It was a Red Envelope production, which was the name of their production company back then. It's like a really funny stand-up set, but he also has like these weird... like fake interview with his quote-unquote twin brother, which is actually him.
Yeah.
But when you see it, you're like, wait, is this his real brother? Because he shaved his beard off, and it, I don't know, it's...
Yeah, it makes you think, like, you're like, wait,
is this the same person? Because I've only seen this person with a beard.
Yeah.
And it's really funny. And it's cool to see him do stand-up, because I don't think he does much stand-up anymore. Good. I'm sure he does, like, drop-ins and
that
stuff.
That special is really good.
Yeah, it's a really funny special.
All right. My movie involves Nicolas Cage, John Travolta.
So it's totally 90s.
So it's an awesome movie. And the only thing that makes it better is that they rip each other's face off and put it on their other face, so they gotta be the other person in the movie.
The only thing I ever remember from watching this movie was I watched like the first 5 seconds, I think, in like the elevator scene. Yeah. When I was a kid, when it first came out on DVD or VHS, and then my parents were like, okay, you don't need to watch this movie.
I like this movie for some reason. I've only seen it one time, but I don't know why I liked it. It was just really weird. It was a weird concept.
Yeah, it's a very weird concept.
It's like that wouldn't work. They like literally remove each other's faces, and they like do surgery on it, and they just look normal. They don't even like have scars or anything. It's very odd. I enjoy that movie, so check it out.
Okay. Let's see. You can follow us. Follow us on Twitter, at Destiny Pizzas, DestinyPizzas. You can go back and listen to our bonus pods. We have a lot of fun commentaries we did.
Oh, we got to do a Guardians pod.
Yeah, we need to do a Guardians pod. I'm going to go watch it today, I think, in IMAX 3D with my family.
Okay, cool. So we can maybe next week?
Yeah.
Try to get either Brian or Usher or somebody if they want to do it
or anybody
who's seen it. And by now, a lot of people have seen it. So.
Yeah.
Big pool.
And then you can listen to our bonus pods about movies when they came out. We talk about some movies with spoilers, so only do that. Like, you can watch Star Trek Into Darkness on Netflix and then listen to our first bonus pod, which is Star Trek Into Darkness.
Yes. And then you can listen to... We had an Iron Man one that's on an episode, right?
Yeah, the first Iron Man...
Iron Man 3.
Bonus pod was on Iron Man 3, which I think was on episode 3 or something. Episode 3 or 4.
Yeah.
But it was like during the episode.
Yeah. We just like 30 minutes. They're like, skip ahead.
Yeah. We're like, skip ahead 30 minutes because we were too lazy to record.
We didn't want to do two pods.
Yeah. So yeah, you could follow us on Twitter, on Instagram. You can go to destinypizzas.com to listen to our old episodes. Or you can listen to us on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever podcasts are. And then you can follow me directly on Twitter at Dhruv Patel, DHRUVPATEL.
You can follow me at mstesca, msteska.
And that's it. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful week. And we'll be back next Monday.
Yes.
Same place, same time. Just like always. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.